he flickers.
All right, let's fire up the Wasatch Whip Around.
Gunther and Bear are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and newsbreakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Salt Lake and Bountiful Clinics. Injuries aren't the end of the road for athletes. Heal with confidence with Intermountain Sports Medicine, Salt Lake and Bountiful Clinics. You can give them a call today, 801-442-2663, or you can check them out online, sportsmedgroup.org. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find them on Twitter at JJ Sportsbeat. Catch him on KSL Sports 5. It is Jeremiah Jensen, Jeremiah, BYU, back in action tonight. They're taking on San Diego. Again, BYU just has played well at home, and for the most part, they've beat the bad teams in the WCC. What do you expect from tonight's contest?
Well, I think they shouldn't have any trouble. I think they're comfortable at home, and they lost to San Diego at San Diego, sure. So they're going to want to even the score tonight. That was a humiliating loss for them. One of those losses that I think really doomed them as far as having any shot at an at-large NCAA tournament. But at that point, you're like, there's no way. And I think it was pretty deflating for them, and I think they struggled with confidence after that loss. So this is an opportunity for them to get some of that confidence back on their home court and a little bit of payback against a team that humiliated them on the road.
It seems like when Yoeli Childs and Eric Mika stay out of foul trouble, they can stay on the floor longer, and BYU's performed much better. Is that a skill that those two can develop to stay out of foul trouble?
Absolutely, and I get, and maybe skill, a better way to describe it would be discipline. There's a discipline that is required of players, especially big men at that position, to not foul in certain situations, or to not leave their feet in certain situations, and to play with discipline. And it certainly can be taught. There's techniques that you can teach defensively that put players in position not to jump too early or to not be a little bit, I guess you would call, a little lazy on certain plays where you get yourself in trouble and you have to compensate for that by fouling somebody. There's things that they teach big men to do that, and you see a lot of big men. Rudy Gobert is a perfect example, if you want to jump to the NBA, of a player who has learned how not to foul. He's rarely ever in foul trouble, and it's really helped his career blossom. I think these guys are still young in the game, especially Yoeli, and once they both get better at that and polish up some of these things and just have better discipline defensively, you're not going to see them foul out as much, and with that, their production will increase significantly.
You can find him on Twitter at JJ Sportsbeat. Catch him on KSL5 Sportsbeat. Jeremiah, great stuff. Thanks.
Thanks, JJ.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Jeremiah Jensen. Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around. Find him on Twitter at MSaltis Rivals. Read him at UteNation.com, part of the Rivals Network, covering the University of Utah. It is Mikey Saltis. Mikey, Utah has a big game tonight. The running Utes back in action on the road at Oregon. Probably their last chance to get an in season, regular season win that would really, really boost their efforts to make the NCAA tournament. But Oregon has been the rock in the shoe of Utah for so long. Is there any hope tonight for the Utes? Having trouble there with Mikey getting that connection set up. Again, you can find him on Twitter at MSaltisRivals. You can read him at UteNation.com. The Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Salt Lake and Bountiful Clinics. Go give them a call today, 801-442-2663, or you can check them out online, sportsmedgroup.org. There's just no worse matchup for Utah than going on the road and playing at Oregon.